This sound of construction is almost ubiquitous in Greater Boston this summer, and one of the major projects going on right now is a redevelopment of Kendall Square. And just this week, MIT announced plans for even more. The Institute is planning a $1.2 billion research, business, and housing revamp of Kendall Square. MIT Provost Marty Schmidt says the idea is to meet both the needs of the Institute and the Kendall Square community.
This activity is really to strengthen the Kendall ecosystem, create a much greater sense of place and a much greater gateway to the campus, and along the way add, you know, vibrant retail and housing.
Part of the MIT plan might also involve developing the 14-acre site of the Volpe Federal Transportation Building as well. But with the development boom comes higher costs, especially housing costs. The average rent of an apartment in Cambridge right now is about $2,500 a month, and city officials are taking steps to try to protect affordable housing. The city council is expected to vote next month on a plan to triple the linkage fees that developers pay. Those fees would then go into a fund for affordable housing. Provost Schmidt knows that that's going to affect MIT's plans, but he says linkage fees are part of doing business in Cambridge.
MIT has to be a strong partner with the city of Cambridge to both advance our respective missions, and I think they're very well aligned, and so we need to do our part, and we need to work with the city to define what that is.
The city of Boston is also considering increasing fees to developers to pay for affordable housing, and Somerville recently increased its fees. In Cambridge, we met with City Councilor Denise Simmons in front of a new facility going up on the corner of Portland and Main Streets to talk about this plan to increase the fees.
I often say, particularly for some of our larger entities, be it institutional or corporate, they're being hosted by us, the city, the residents. The city's residents should gain some benefit from their presence here, their long-time presence in our city. And so that's what's important. We want the innovation, but we also have to kind of live with the innovation. What does that mean? I mean, taller buildings, the disruption of construction, all those play a part in how it impacts the neighborhood. That's where things like linkage and some of the other trade-offs we've gotten in some of our development negotiations work for the city.
Okay, and so that would mean what? What would you like to happen with linkage fees for developers of buildings just like this one to make sure that Cambridge could remain affordable?
Well, the linkage fees are very precise. It is a fee that is levied on a developer or development when they go over 30,000 square feet. And that money then goes into an affordable housing trust. And through that trust, we're able to preserve and purchase and maintain affordable housing across Cambridge. It's getting harder and harder for low, middle, and moderate families to stay. So through these fees, we're able to use that money through the affordable housing trust to build and maintain and sustain affordability in Cambridge. We hadn't raised our linkage fees in a very, very long time. I think we're at $4.58 about that, and we're going up to $12. So although it will not impact this site, it will impact other sites going forward.
So you're going to go from 4 to 12 and then up to 15.
And up to 15. So it's $12 per square foot, and it goes up annually.
That's a huge increase for a lot
of... It's important. Housing is very expensive, and it's a low and moderate income housing is very expensive to develop in this current context. So we need those dollars in order to be deliberate about keeping Cambridge affordable.
But are you worried that you're going to scare developers away by...
Not at all. It's important to note, we haven't done it in a very, very long time. By increasing the linkage fees and being very clear about what our expectations are, developers know what they're getting into when they decide to develop in Cambridge.
So any estimate of how much that might generate?
I wish I could. I could just say lots of dollars going toward a very important cause.
Now, a lot of these buildings, a lot of this development that we're talking about is just like this one that we're standing near because it's MIT. Is that right?
Right.
And MIT has raised some concerns. You know, how much is too much?
Well, you know, last time I spoke to them, not so long ago, they said they respected where we were going. And so I want to say they're on board. So I think we're really in a good place.
So just a couple of blocks from here is the Volpe Transportation
yes.
Building. It's federally owned.
Yes.
Federal Transportation
yes.
Building. And now you've heard that the federal government is going to come to the table with talks about possibly developing that or allowing the city to develop that, and it would become part of this building boom here in Kendall Square.
Exactly. So right now, if it goes forward, in terms of the conversation where we are now, it looks like we have housing, ground floor retail, open space, making the Volpe site be a part of Kendall Square.
Is the overriding objective, would you say, to make sure that Cambridge doesn't become so gentrified that no one can afford to live here?
What makes Cambridge so special is its diversity, its cultural and its economic diversity. That will not maintain itself without deliberate action.
Now, we know Boston is looking at something similar. Mayor Walsh has said that because of what you're doing here in Cambridge, that he's also looking at it because of all of the building going on in the city of Boston. Do you think that what your experience has been here would translate into Boston, or what would your advice be to Boston as it goes forward?
I think Boston should do very much what Cambridge does and really order a study, look at where it is that they are, where they want to be in terms of development. Do I think Cambridge is in a jeopardy of losing some of its development opportunities? I don't think so. But Cambridge is the research hub. At the end of the day, we are the research hub. We are the home of innovation. Folks, businesses, development, the universities want to be here and have invested a lot of money to be here. So what Boston can do is to really go model our process.
Well, good luck.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
My pleasure.
That's Cambridge City Councilor Denise Simmons. She met with us near Kendall Square to talk about a plan to triple the linkage fees in Cambridge for developments that are over 30,000 square feet. The Cambridge City Council votes on that plan August 10th.